Jason Dyer. This week we actually have a sort of a theme. We haven't had a theme for this podcast in quite a while, but I went on an Asian movie spree, and I watched 4 South Korean movies and 1 Japanese movie. So I'll be going over those in a little bit, but first I saw Tropic Thunder in the theater, the new comedy from Ben Stiller. It's also sort of an action movie, too, with Robert Downey Jr. In blackface, which is really funny. And, you know, a host of other people. Overall, I did enjoy the movie. The action scenes were pretty good. The jokes were alright. It wasn't like I didn't laugh my ass off. This is something overall I would say I could have just rented and I would have been alright. But there were some action scenes in here which come across pretty cool on the big screen. But overall, you know, this is a movie you really don't need to go out and see in theaters, at least from my perspective. It's more of a rental, so, you know, check it out when it comes out on DVD, but if it really gets to you, go out and see it in the theater. But let's get to some Asian movies. Let's start off with the Japanese movie first. This is called Kassern, Kassern. I probably pronounce that horribly. This is a Japanese, like, superhero kind of movie. It's based off an anime, I believe. I didn't know it at the time, but I found it out later. And this movie is visually really, really cool. It's stunning in some parts. The plot is kind of hard to follow for a while, which some Asian movies, I don't know if it's the translation or just the material, but this is like a post-apocalyptic kind of world where Asia is at war with another country or another federation, and everything's kind of bombed out, and it's futuristic, it's steampunk, it's dark, it has a lot of different elements in it, but basically it kind of goes along with this one guy. He goes off to war, he gets killed, and he gets resurrected, and once he gets resurrected, this guy builds him like a battle suit, and he's like a superhero kind of guy, and he tries to stop these other Neo people. His father was doing some war research and about like regrowing body parts and things, but the body parts came together and formed like these Neo people, and so they're like the main bad guy. So these Neo people find a castle out in the middle of nowhere where there's a bunch of steampunk type machines, and they declare war on humanity, and now the one guy has to save the world. If you find that hard to follow, the movie is even harder to follow. Overall, I did enjoy the movie. It has some crazy action in it. It is hard to follow, but visually pretty stunning. If any of this sounds interesting to you, I would say go pick it up. You might have a hard time finding it, so you'll have to, you know, go through intranet means to get this movie. Next up, I rewatched one of my favorite films of the last, I would say ever. I really, really like this film. It's called Old Boy. It's a South Korean film about revenge. And basically, the plot of this is you take a normal guy, he has a wife, he has a kid. He gets disorderly drunk one night and on his daughter's birthday, and he's at a police station. His friend comes, picks him up. He calls home, and then he disappears. Just disappears. Gone. And you find out he's in this room. It kind of looks like a shitty hotel room. You know, there's a bathroom, shower, television, bed, ugly wallpaper and carpets and stuff. And he can't get out. He's, like, locked in this place. And people come by and slide food under the door, so you find out he's a prisoner. And he stays there for about, I think it was 15 years. He's kept prisoner. And during this time, he, of course, goes a little crazy. He begins to, like, train himself to get, like, more fit and stuff. He tries to kill himself a couple of times, but they won't let him. He'll, like, slice his wrist, but they'll come and, like, patch him back up. Whenever they need to clean him and stuff, there's, like, gas that comes out, knocks him out, and they come give him a haircut, clean him up and everything else. So 15 years, boom, he's in there. He thinks he's never going to get out. And one day, he's on top of a roof. They knocked him out, he's on top of a roof. And basically the story goes on from he tries to find out who put him there and why put him there. And there's like a big bad in this, and you find out along with the character who this person is and why they did it. He's not alone. He meets this chick, and of course they fall in love and they bang and all that sort of stuff. And you'd say, well, why did you mention the banging? Well, the banging comes into play at the end of this movie. I don't want to ruin it, but this movie has a crazy twist ending, which is pretty fucked up. But I really dig it, and there's some really good scenes in this movie. Like there's a 5-minute fight scene with your main character who has a hammer, and he fights like 30 guys in this hallway. It's kind of like watching, you know, Double Dragon or Bad Dudes, you know, back in the day, side scroll fighter. It was really cool. There's some pretty intense scenes in here it's called teeth torture. Our main character uses to get information out of someone. And teeth torture is, you take a hammer in the claw side of it, you put to a dude's teeth and you turn it and it rips their teeth out, and they ripped like all the, like, I think it was, he found out who captured him, just the service that captured him, not the big bad, and he removed one tooth for every year he was in prison, so he removed 15 of this guy's teeth with a claw hammer. It's pretty intense. There's also another scene where this guy cuts his tongue out, which is pretty fucked up too, but this movie, I seen it, I don't know, maybe 2004, 2005, and it is just, it's so good. It's one of my favorite movies. Everybody should go check this out. Old Boy, you can find it in, like, Family Video or Netflix, so definitely you have to check that out. The next movie I seen was more of a, just a random pick, and it was called 100 Days with Mr. Arrogant, and this is, like, a South Korean romantic comedy, and the main premise is there's this ditzy high school chick, and she accidentally causes this guy to damage his car, and he's, you know, a very arrogant guy, and he says, you have to pay me X amount of money or you're going to be in big trouble. And of course she doesn't have the money, so he's going to make her his slave for 100 days, which is all kinds of, you know, kind of creepy and stuff. But of course, you know, the chick falls in love with the guy falls in love with the chick, even though he's a dick, and she's like kind of out there. And at the end of it, they get together. Not exactly my kind of movie. I don't really like romantic comedies. So, you know, if you're into romantic comedies, I guess check it out. But for me, it just didn't make much of an impact. Now, the next one is the craziest movie I seen this week. It's called Garou Jigi. It's G-A-R-O-O-J-I-G-I. Roughly translates to, I think, A Tale of Legendary Libido. And this sounds like of some sort of porno, which, you know, it's a South Korean sex comedy. I guess sex comedy is like a big thing. And basically the premise of this is like, this is like back in the olden days of like 16, 1700s, you know, in villages and whatnot. And your main character is this guy who has a tiny penis. And, like, all the women make fun of him for it. He's, like, the big joke of the town because he has a tiny penis. And he's sick of having a tiny penis, and one day this guy comes and says, there's magic wine at this certain place, so if you go dig up this magic wine and just drink one sip of this, you'll have a big wang. So, you know, of course he's like, oh, cool, but the guy tries to explain to him, if you drink the whole thing, then there will be disaster for the village. So he goes, and of course he drinks the whole thing. So, this magic wine makes him have, like, the biggest penis in the world, basically. And there's a lot of, like, gags where, they show him peeing on a mountain when he has a small penis, and you see just, like, a tiny little stream. Then, you know, later on they come back to the same gag where it's like 10 fire hoses put together and it, like, puts out a forest fire. I mean, it's pretty crazy, but of course he gets this legendary penis, and soon after, there's, like, a war. So all the men of the village, except for him, have to go to war. They go to war, so all these women are all, like, horny. So, of course, they find out he has a huge penis, and all the women in the village have sex with him, and you see a lot of titty. You see a lot of titty in this movie. And basically, after that, all the women get pregnant, because with his super magic penis, he has super magic sperm, I guess. All the men come back, they find out about this, they get all pissed. There's, like, a drought in the village, so they blame him for cursing the village with his magical giant penis. So to punish him, they pray to, like, a bear god or something. So they throw him in a cave with a bear, and he has to have sex with a bear. And apparently, it's alluded to, he has sex with a bear, it starts to rain, and, you know, that's about the end of the movie. I can't say this is a good movie. I would say it's a very bizarre movie. Some, you know, interesting, you might say. You know, if you like the premise, this is a movie that's going to be hard to find. You're probably going to have to torrent this movie, but definitely an interesting find. All right, the last movie I've seen is called Natural City. This is a South Korean science fiction movie about robots and androids, cyborgs, that sort of thing. It's it really, really reminds you of Blade Runner, with the look of it and just the feel of the world. This is, I'm thinking, intentional because, like, on the box it is like this is the South Korean version of, you know, of a Blade Runner. The basic story revolves around this cop who hunts down renegade cyborgs and has to kill them, but he is in love with his female cyborg, which is like his companion. But the thing is, these cyborgs only have a 3-year lifespan, and he is trying to come up with money to try to extend her life. So he goes to this crazy cyborg scientist and tries to get her to extend her life. Basically, the only way he can extend her life, the crazy scientist says, you have to get this one girl from the I forgot what they call them. They're like ghettos, ruins. You know, in a lot of science fiction, you have like the main futuristic city, and then outside the city, you have like an old, bombed out sort of city where the poor and, you know, diseased live. And this is where this girl lives. So he has to go find her, and they're going to try to transfer the consciousness from the cyborg into this woman. So that's the main premise of the movie. I don't want to spoil too much because I did actually enjoy this movie. There's some pretty good action. I dig the whole, you know, cyborg, you know, cyberpunk deal. If you like Blade Runner, you're probably going to like this movie, or you're going to say, this is kind of a ripoff. But overall, I did enjoy this movie, Natural City. I think you'll be able to find this movie pretty easily, I would think. If not, you know, use the magic of the intranets, basically. So that'll do it for the movie reviews of this week. Alright, now I want to talk about some comics. I just reread Wanted, because I seen the film, and I haven't read it in quite a while, and I just kind of forgot about what it was about, really. So I went back, and oh my god, Wanted is so good, that comic. Don't think about the movie. The only similarity between the movie and the comic book is the story of the main character, Wesley Gibson. Basically, the plot is superheroes were all killed. All the superheroes were killed or, like, brainwashed, and the villains took over the world. And the high-powered villains, they each took a continent. And you come to Wesley Gibson, you know, a loser like he is in the film, and he finds out, hey, I'm the son of a supervillain, and he trains to be a supervillain. But the difference between this movie and, like, or the movie and the comic book is, I mean, they kill, they rape for fun. They basically can do whatever they want if they have this pin on their lapel. So Wesley Gibson he kills a ton of people, he's raping people for fun. It's a very violent and crazy, crazy world. But I just want to tell everybody who reads comics, if you have not read Wanted, and you like the sound of this, if you like The Boys, it's definitely up your alley, Preacher, that sort of thing, you have to read this. It's only a couple issues, it doesn't take that long to read. It's just so, so good. Everybody check out Wanted, the comic. Don't think it's going to be real similar to the movie, because it ain't. It's far better than the movie. And I wish they could have made a movie about this, but it would be rated fucking triple X, basically. And, you know, it wouldn't be real viable to make a lot of money. The next comic I want to talk about is Walking Dead. I've had the first trade of Walking Dead for quite a while, and I read it a couple years back. But I finally got caught up on all the issues, and this is such a good book. It's a black and white book, which turns some people off, but the main premise is there's zombies all over everywhere, and the main character is this guy, he's a former sheriff, and his kid and his wife, and they just go through a series of things where they're just kind of on the run, they take over a prison, there's elements where they find other humans, but they're like, you know, crazy assholes. People get killed in this left and right. People are losing their minds, losing limbs. It's a hyper-violent comic book. You never know what's coming next. Basically, no characters are safe. There's basically, you'll meet lots of characters, and they might be dead in a couple issues. They might last a little longer. You don't really know. But everybody, if you haven't checked out Walking Dead yet, you really need to pick up the trades. It's really a fantastic comic book. Definitely everybody check out Walking Dead if that sounds interesting to you. Now I want to talk about some audiobooks, but not normal audiobooks, audiobooks that are based on a comic book. I've never listened to audiobooks that are based on comic books. I'm a big fan of audiobooks. I really think they bring something extra to a literary experience, where not just you can read something and, you know, it's always in your imagination, but when it comes to an audiobook, you have music behind it, you have sound effects, you have actors, everything. I feel it just brings more than just necessarily reading a book. Now, the ones based on comic books are a little bit different, and the first one I listened to was Infinite Crisis, and Infinite Crisis was the big to-do a while back in comic books, and I found Infinite Crisis, this was the time Infinite Crisis came out, I was just getting back into comic books, so I was really, really lost, and even rereading it like a few months ago, I was still kind of, you know, it wasn't very clear, basically, Infinite Crisis, but what the audiobook does, I think it's better than the comic book. Ideally, you want to read the comic book and listen to this, just because you see the visuals of the art plus the acting, but Infinite Crisis, the audiobook is so, so good. It's one of the best audiobooks I've listened to in a while. The next audiobook is another DC one. Actually, all the audiobooks were DC. Was 52. This was the 52-week series a couple years back, and it was really good. I really liked it. It did not have all the stories. It didn't have the space story, the Ralph Dibny story, and Steel story from the 52. It had the Montoya story, the Booster Gold story, and I'm blanking out on the last story. But this was really, really good. 52 was good. Black Adam. The Black Adam story. So this follows The Question and Renee Montoya, Black Adam and his family, and Booster Gold and what happens to him. I really enjoyed this one. Is it better than the comic book? I wouldn't say necessarily that, because it didn't have, you know, all the story. I wish they would have came out with another couple discs where they would have had the Steel, the Space, and the Ralph Dibny story in it, but, you know, what can you do? It was good, though. And the last one I listened to was Kingdom Come, and I liked it. It wasn't nearly as good as 52 or Infinite Crisis, the audiobooks. I really love the comic Kingdom Come. It's so, so good. And I feel the comic book is better than this audiobook, but it's definitely brings something, a little bit something else to it. Overall, I would say Infinite Crisis was the best, 52 was a little bit behind, and then Kingdom Come was quite a while back, so those are my audiobook reviews. Definitely check them out if you're a fan of DC Comics or, you know, comic books in general. They're really, really good. And the last thing I want to talk about is Stained, The Illusion of Progress. This is the new album from Stained. I'm really, really digging it. I think everybody should check it out. It's really, really cool. So go get it, you bastards. Or I think most people these days kind of download it. But, you know, you can always hope they're going to go buy it, I guess. And I want to talk about a little bit of, you know, Jason. Let's talk a little bit about Jason. If you don't know who Jason is, that's me. I'm living in Wisconsin now. I've been living here for a couple of years, and I'm going to move to Houston, Texas towards the end of the year. So towards the end of the year, I might have a month off or something like that from podcasting, so we'll see. I know I have listeners in Texas. I actually have a couple friends in Texas. That's why I'm kind of moving down there. Good job market. See what it's like. If I don't like it, hey, I don't like it. So any fans from Houston or around the Texas area, you know, email me, and maybe we'll meet up towards the end of the year and, you know, hang out with some listeners, which is always a good time. All right, if you want to check me out, go to borninthe80s.com. Even though I haven't updated it in a while, you can get a hold of me at borninthe80s@hotmail.com. Definitely enjoy your emails, comments. I always email people back. And I think that'll about do it for this show. And until next time, don't drink a half a fifth of tequila, because you'll be drunk for 2 days and puking your guts out. Thank you.
sick of it.
Forgiven.